Hello, this is Business Unscripted with Shay Spitz, and I am here with Sarah Lindberg with Kiwanis, next generation young professionals and comfort closets, right?
Yep, you're right. You got it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Okay, so obviously those two nonprofit organizations are pretty common, pretty well known in Columbus. And for those who don't know, can you kind of give us an example or tell us what each of them are about?
Yes. So Next Generation Kiwanis is we're a group of young professionals, kind of all walks of life. Like, obviously, I'm in real estate, but there are, you know, we people who work in banks and teachers and kind of all over the place, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Rounds us out a lot. Our main focus is really anything to do with helping out children in the community. Mm-hmm. So even events that we do, all of our proceeds do go back to something relevant to children of some sort. So like, we do Putting Around Columbus every year, which is it's like mini golf, basically.
Yeah.
And it's in lots of different bars all over town. So, like, yes. El Tapatio and Big Ten and a bunch of other ones all participate. They get their own hole together, and then teams mm-hmm. go hole to hole, and they keep track of their score and everything. But we donated all that money this year back to Comfort Closets. Okay. Because that's the Next Generation Kiwanis's project.
Okay.
It didn't start with us, but it kind of got handed to us, uh-huh. which is fine. And Comfort Closets is because it also has to do with kids. So mm-hmm. the two are very closely put together.
Yeah.
Comfort Closets, we take donations, hygiene items, snack foods, usually new clothing, mm-hmm. like leggings, shorts, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it goes to all schools in the area, elementary, high school, kind of the entire spectrum, mm-hmm. Public school and parochial. So everyone kind of takes advantage of it.
Yeah.
So that's like I said, it didn't start with us, but because the two are so close together, mm-hmm. It just kind of made sense. Mm-hmm. So I do both, mm-hmm. Both really great things in the community. But I don't know. People know about them, but yeah. It's one of those things like, how well do people really know yeah. about them?
They've I'm heard not sure. of them, but they're not 100% sure what they do.
Right. Like, if you mm-hmm. said the name, they'd probably say, oh, that sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, which mm-hmm. is the sad part, because they are both great organizations. Mm-hmm. And so if people are looking to get involved, I would suggest either or both.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say just go for both.
Just go for both.
Just do both. So how often do you guys meet?
So Kiwanis, we are just once a month usually.
Okay.
But it is a 3-2-1 service club. So basically just means per month we try to do 3 hours of service, 2 hours of social, and then 1 hour of meeting. Okay. During COVID, it got really difficult because most people weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
Like, no organizations needed help. So we just had that was kind of our hard part, trying to get past all of that, which was difficult. But it's nice because we do both things.
Yeah.
Comfort Closets is usually kind of all over the place. Sometimes we need to meet more often. Sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're kind of gearing up for the school year. So this is our time when we meet a little bit more often to make a plan for how we want this year to look for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually, depending on if we need donations or if we have things to sort out to go to schools, it can be once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But even sometimes it can go longer than that based on what's going on. So
yeah.
Neither one is a huge time commitment, which is why – and it's a great way to meet people
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Because the two things do go together, but we've met a ton of people through the organization. So people are new to town especially.
Yeah. Well, that's a great way to give back. So what are some mm-hmm. things that you guys do each month for either one?
Yeah. So it really depends. Kiwanis has been – kind of difficult because of the young professional thing, people mm-hmm. are just busy. We all have kids in school. So trying to work around activities has been really difficult. We've really been focused on just making sure we meet once a month and trying to kind of get ideas for other things. But we have, like, Putting Around Columbus, as I mentioned, we do that once a year.
Uh-huh.
We did do, like, a tippy cup thing. We didn't do that this last year because of COVID. It's still kind of – until that – tapers away a little bit. We probably yeah. won't bring that one back for
yeah.
a little while.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we just volunteer with as many organizations that will have us. Like, mm-hmm. we volunteered with Holiday Spirit around Christmas time and helped them give out – basically, people come to pick up their presents. Mm-hmm. And then we helped with all of that, giving all of that out, which was amazing
mm-hmm.
and just super heartwarming. We are definitely going to do it again this year. It was yeah. really great. So it really depends. We are trying to get more involved in – and things like that. But it's one of those things where it's not always organic. A lot of times we're helping others. So like a Big Pals, Little Pals needed help, or organizations like that that are kind of closely in line with our mission. But a lot of the times we're more just trying to see how we can help them. It's not necessarily about us. A lot of times it's just how we're going to help other people. So
So when you do these fundraisers, where do those proceeds go to?
So a lot of times, like Convert Closets is the big one, just because we're kind of closely linked. So a lot of the proceeds go that way. Sometimes we have done two, like Big Pals, Little Pals. As I mentioned, we're doing our event tomorrow, which people aren't going to know about it because it's too late for that. All of our proceeds from that will go to Big Pals, Little Pals. We are planning something to hopefully give something to the Children's Museum at some point this year. Okay. They're kind of on a different track with fundraising, so hopefully we'll get back around to them at some point. But those are really the big ones. Covered Clouds is the one we focus on the most often, just because it's already in line with our mission already. And a lot of our members, people that are on Comfort Closets are also on Next Generation Kiwanis, but they don't have to be. We're kind of in process of hopefully getting more members for both. Anyone who wants to get involved should definitely check them both out.
So
they're
both
great.
Do you have to have a certain criteria or to be involved, to volunteer? I mean, because it says young professionals, so I didn't know if it has to be certain realm.
Anyone can join. I mean, we say the word young professionals, but... We have older people in the group that have been with the group since it began. So there's definitely nothing that kind of needs to be done. That's the nice part. Just really someone who wants to get involved, has that kind of giving spirit, who is interested and passionate about giving back to the community, because it's important.
It's very important. So now Comfort Closets, they do a lot of the, you said like the hygiene stuff, and snacks was a big thing that you guys...
Snacks is huge. We could probably even stand to do more with that. That was actually the last time that we met with the group, was the big thing we decided to kind of kick into gear a little bit more, is focus on that the most. We also do school supplies, because there are so many other organizations that do back to school school supplies. We kind of tapered back on that one a little bit, because there are so many other places who do it. But not as many do like the snack foods and the hygiene items. So those are kind of our big ones. We do donation drives. We didn't do as many this last year because we were very thankful to have a lot of monetary donations that came in. So we kind of provided that way. I'm not sure if we'll do that again this year, just kind of depending on how things go. But that's a nice thing. We'll always do monetary donations for Comfort Closets. They go a really long way. Even a small amount goes a really long way. So I would also encourage that, especially for people who want to get involved who just don't have the time for it. And the nice thing is, it's not a huge time commitment. So if somebody wanted to get involved but didn't want to donate all of their time to the organization, because none of us have the time, it's a good way to do that, because it's not going to take up much time.
So like the snacks, so you basically give those snacks to the schools, public.
Yeah, so they go to the schools, usually school counselors or school nurses, just based on what the school kind of has. And then the students will go to them. The nice thing about working with the school specifically is they usually know which kids those are, unfortunately. They have kind of a close relationship with them a lot of times. So if it's a kid who they have an inkling might need that item, they kind of already have those working relationships. So we just provide the items and let them take it from there. But the snack items especially, it's just crazy how fast schools go through those. Kids who just run out the door, don't have time for breakfast or don't get breakfast in the morning, even in a town like Columbus that you don't really think about needing things like that, definitely does. The need is absolutely there. And we could probably even focus more on it than we already do, because the need is definitely there.
So then do these kids basically go to the teachers and they say that they're hungry and they maybe didn't eat, so then the teachers or whoever just gives it to them for free? Because I know some schools offer breakfast, but it's at a charge.
And so usually that's how it works, is that they'll go to the school nurse or the teacher, and they'll kind of have that conversation. But the kind of nice thing is, because the relationships are already there, they don't have to ask a lot of questions, stuff like that. But that's kind of the nice thing, though, is that if they know the family might need the help, like, you know, the hygiene items or things like that, it's easy for them to say, here, take this home for the weekend. Or, you know, it doesn't have to be awkward or weird. But it's just, the need is there. And the nice thing about working with them is that they already know that. So it kind of takes us out of that side of the equation, which is nice, because we don't have to know everything, but we're just providing to make sure they have what they need. So
So then do the schools kind of request certain things, or do you guys just give them what you have?
So it depends. usually in the past, we just did big donation drives and we evenly split it all out, and that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
This last year, because of the monetary donations, super blessed with people supporting the organization, we were able to go to the school and say, listen, we're going to just provide this amount of money. If you want to come to do your shopping at a certain time, we'll be there to, you know, to pay for it, basically. So the nice thing, they kind of got a little bit of both. We did the side where they were getting the stuff we normally would provide, but then they could pick up other items too, which was great to see the things that they picked up.
Yeah.
Like just random things.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that really goes to show teachers especially need our help.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're, I would never imagine doing their jobs. So any help that we can provide, we need to.
Well, because it's not only, they're not only helping teach kids, but they're also trying to learn and help them navigate through life and how to socialize. But then you're going to have kids who don't eat, or they come in raggedy clothes, or they stink. And now you have to have a discussion with the parents or whoever that is at home, the guardian, about, hey, this is what we're seeing at school, you know, and I'm sure that's a very, very, very hard conversation to have. It's not just the teaching side of everything.
Exactly. You have to be everything. You have to be teacher, a little bit parent almost, counselor, therapist. It's just such a big job, and it's hard to think about, because we all have that great teacher, right? The one that we think of in our life that was the great teacher. There are so many of those great teachers who never get the recognition they deserve, and it's very sad. So if we can provide even a little bit, that's going to help them out through the day. Like, I'm all for it.
So even clothes. So there's like kids who maybe come to school in dirty clothes, and then the school will give clothes to them.
Or accidents a lot of times, especially for younger age groups.
Yeah.
So we do provide like new leggings, new shorts, like socks, underwear, stuff like that are always really big needs. Because even for like older or sweatshirts has been a really big one, like big sweatshirts for like high school students.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's crazy. Like, they don't have coats. They don't have, you know, appropriate wear. We live in Nebraska, so it gets really cold.
Yeah.
And people don't have sweatshirts or things like that. So it really is a great organization, and it needs all the help it can get to just make sure it maintains and it can keep continuing to help the community.
Yeah. And how are each of them funded? I know Comfort Closets is given donations by Kiwanis.
Yep. It's all donations. So most of it is, we get some from Kiwanis. So some of our fundraisers do go towards that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the community has been super supportive. We get donations from all over. I was just talking to someone at one of the banks in town that wants to do a drive for something this week. And so we get a lot of help from the community. But as most nonprofits can probably relate to, it's never quite enough. You could always use more, because the more money you get, the more donations you get, the more people you can help. So it's kind of a tricky thing, because you feel almost bad asking people, especially right now, because everyone's kind of feeling it. But right now, it's one of those things where it's hard for me. So those kids who were trying to help, if it's hard for me, it's really hard for them. So it's that little stuff that really makes a difference.
Yeah. Do you guys go outside Columbus?
We don't. We used to do Schuyler, but it just got, with COVID, it just got to be too much for us to keep all of that up.
Yeah.
So it just got really difficult. So we don't anymore. But that's the nice thing, is that all the donations and all the money stays local. It doesn't go anywhere else. We don't have salaries to pay. It's a nonprofit. So all of the money does really go towards helping every kid in the community.
And it's no state or federal funding.
Nope.
It is 100% donations from other organizations. Yep, anything from United Way at all? Do they help out?
No, United Way, no grants, nothing like that. It's all just donations from the community.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. So, and then where do you guys typically post like your events and stuff?
So typically just on Facebook. We do flyers, things like that. It just kind of depends. It's, we don't have a lot of events so much with Comfort Closets. The most we typically do is a few donation drives throughout the year. We don't want to overwhelm the community either. That's the hard part. When you ask for help, you don't want to ask for help all the time, even though you could.
You need help all the time.
You need help all the time. But you don't necessarily want to go to the community every 5 minutes and say, hey, can you pull out some money from your pocketbook? Like, that's not okay either.
Yeah.
So it's a really – nonprofits have a hard job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's that fine line. Like, you need to ask for some, but you I mean, you want to do it in a subtle way that they're not getting upset
too often. You need it, but I don't want to keep asking you for it, even though we need it.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously you guys need donations. So can people donate like the actual hygiene stuff, or do you prefer funds and money?
Either one is fine. The only thing about like hygiene items, things like that, it all has to be new. So they're for the longest time. For the longest time, people would give us like half-used things, and their heart was in the right place.
Yeah,
so you feel bad saying anything negative because their heart's in the right place. You're trying to help. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
But everything does need to be new. But we will always take donations of any hygiene items, any of them, shampoo, conditioner, soap, anything like that. Deodorant is a really big one. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, things like that. Anything, new clothing items like. Like gym shorts are really great. Socks, underwear, especially always needed. Like new leggings, new sweatshirts, things like that. Otherwise, any snack food is always, always welcome. Snack crackers, applesauce pouches, granola bars are a really big one. Really big one. But anything like that is all great. Always we'll take monetary donations. We will spend them, trust me.
Sarah needs a new car. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't need a new car. No, but we will definitely spend them correctly. We go to the store, we find sales, we shop at big bulk retailers to make sure we get good pricing. So we do take advantage of all of that stuff to get the most for people's money. Yeah. So but otherwise, just people to help. If you're passionate about helping children in the community, definitely don't hesitate to reach out. We have a Facebook page. It's just under Comfort Closets. So if you think about it, you want to help out. Like I said, the time commitment is really not very much at all.
Yeah.
And it gives you one of those really great fuzzy feelings on the inside. So if you're one of those people, definitely seek us out. We'd be more than willing to put you to work. So.
Yeah, for free too.
We always need the help. Always need the help.
Yes. So what is one piece of advice that has helped you in your professional career or in the nonprofit organization career?
I think I used to have a boss, and he's not going to listen to this podcast, but I'll probably send it to him anyway. My very first State Farm agent when I first started with State Farm in North Carolina, Chris Kennedy, shout out, great guy, great boss. Sales is hard. But one of his best pieces of advice, because I'm one of those people who, although I'm very organized, people can get scattered, right? It's overwhelming. There's a lot going on. So his best piece of advice was to, when you first got there during the day, plan your work and work your plan. So whatever you have during the day, you sit down, you write it all down, you make a plan for how you want that work day to plan out. And then you spend the rest of the day working that plan that you already made. Because that was the hardest part, because I always had so much to do. Even now, I have so much to do all the time.
Yeah.
But you never know how to do that. Yeah. So that was the best piece of advice he ever gave me, was just to make sure that plan was made in advance.
Yeah.
You had it all planned out, and then all you had to do was just follow it.
And typically, top is priority and just kind of down the list. And sometimes you don't want to do too much, because then you get overwhelmed, you know? But at least if you could write down, like, the number or two of the top things that need to get done today for sure, you're going to have a bunch of other stuff in between
and
there.
And goals. Yeah. It was the best thing he ever taught me, because we had to do cold calling and all the stuff that nobody wants to do in sales or talk about because it sucks.
Yeah.
He'd be like, make this many calls. So that's on your top priority list.
Yeah.
10 cold calls and then get the rest of the stuff done. So, but like I said, he probably won't listen to this. But
well, he will after you send it to him. So
anyway,
all the way to North Carolina. Absolutely,
I call him a good guy. even though he's an NC State fan, which is just tragic.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
So tragic.
So terrible. Maybe you shouldn't send this. No, don't give him a shout out. I'm just kidding. No. No, that's awesome. Well, Sarah, I appreciate you being in or coming in, talking to me, kind of going over everything. So, of course, if anybody's listening that wants to get involved or wants to donate, Sarah is more than willing to accept your volunteer time and your donations, whatever they may be. So, anything and everything is appreciated.
Yeah, thank you for having me. If, like I said, if you have questions, definitely reach out, but we always could use the help. So,
cool. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Yes, thank you.